In his hands he carried two sticks. Father sticks, they were called, which he beat against the tree in a compelling, arrhythmic pattern as he climbed. The noise brought Mandashuva out of the log house. He called to Reuter in the Mayo's language and then in Portuguese. Prabaixo, bicho. Several piggies nearby, hearing his Portuguese wordplay, expressed their appreciation by rubbing their thighs together sharply. It made a hissing noise, and Mandashuva took a little hop in the air in delight at their applause. Reuter, in the meantime, bent over backward until it seemed certain he would fall. Then he flipped off with his hands, did a somersault in the air, and landed on his legs, hopping a few times but not stumbling. "So now you're an acrobat," said Pipo. Reuter swaggered over to him. It was his way of imitating humans. It was all the more effective as ridicule because his flattened, upturned snout looked decidedly porcine. No wonder that off-worlders called them piggies. The earliest visitors to this world had started calling them that in their first reports back in 86, and by the time Lusitania Colony was founded in 1925, the name was indelible. The xenologers scattered among the hundred worlds wrote of them as Lusitanian Aborigines, though Pipo knew perfectly well that this was merely a matter of professional dignity. Except in scholarly papers,